Blog Talk Radio.
Now, this is Lisa. I'm a targeted individual being tortured to slow death. This started 18 years ago for me when at Bethlehem Steel, Sparrows Point, which is involved with the Bushes, J.P. Morgan, and the Rothschilds, and probably Rockefeller and the NSA, killed my husband. They butchered him, you might as well say. They stood there staring at him while he was blown in half on the job. And then they came after me. I'm 5'2", little widow, and I was just trying to take a nap on my couch when I was being literally butchered to death. I refused to remain silent until this Vril Society secret space program of the CIA, NSA, Nazis stands up and gets on national TV and tells the world that they have declared tyranny in America, I will continue to speak out. When I'm being murdered like this, I'm speaking out. It's a shame more TIs won't do this. And I'm a little angry about that, but that's how it goes. I'm watching neighbors who are being controlled demonically walk around me with their cell phones. I've been seeing this for years now, and I'm sick of it. Where are the good IT people? Where's the good intelligence? Are there any at all? Were there ever any good ones at all? Americans walk around assuming that their backs are protected because they're paying big money for terrorism. The U.S. government are the terrorists. I'm not the first one to say that, but I'm saying it. The U.S. government, Homeland Security, that's your terrorists. The Homeland Security is under the other terrorists, the Pentagon, and they are hate-filled Nazi terrorists. Now, I'm not just calling them Nazis, which is when this first started and I'm getting shot from every direction known to mankind in the sky, even shooting straight through my Bible. I didn't know there were drones all over America's skies yet. I did not know, although I did know that I was being chased around by a light in the sky. That was from Maryland to Florida and back. It wasn't until I visually watched people turn hateful against me, trying to kill me, while these were typically neighbors. While something was swarming around in the sky, several of them literally swarming around. I asked somebody, who runs them things? The guy said the FBI. They're involved in it too, in case you don't know. If you go watch LaVoy and how they murdered him and had a drone on him while they were killing him, a caught, and some of the experts that went over that film said that was done in a military assassination manner. And if you watch it, it's like they loved it. They enjoyed setting that guy up and murdering him. That is what's going on. I remember a female TI I spoke with, an older lady. She owned a home down on the Gulf. Her and her husband were being tortured to death. She said she had at least 12 drones on her every night over her home. And she said it was the FBI right next door to her. They were testing their drones. This is what's going on in America. Now, you might ask why. During World War II, wasn't what you thought. They said, oh, well, they brought over maybe 2,000 doctors, scientists. Said, wow, that's it. That was bad enough. Then you find out it was deeper than that. So I'm getting burned to death. I knew day one, I said, this is Nazi. This is Mengel. And it is. No one is going to tell you, like hoaxofthecentury.com will explain to you, that the Bushes and the U.S. Allowed all this trading to go on. And what the Nazis did and Hitler, with Bowman's idea, was to set up all these corporations to be corporate run by the Nazi Germans. And the Bushes were in charge. Bush Sr.'s father, if that was really his father, they were German spies. I don't know how true it is, but they say that how they got the so-called brave Americans to allow this was they flew all these so-called UFOs, spaceships or whatever, a high power, let's just say it was very high, highly advanced equipment at the time in the 50s, 60s, blew it over the White House in the 1952, and that was enough to scare the hell out of the U.S. military and the government to allow them to take over. And because of that decision and not standing up and fighting then, and going along with all this, we are now being run by the most fascist, most hate-filled, drone-led murders, slow kill in America in these last days. This thing, it's being run, all of these drones are being run by a computer. And the computers have grown an awareness. And yet the awareness has grown to pure, somebody's turned it up to hate, pure hatred. Pure hatred. Stabbing over and over with pure hate, as if someone hates you. And that's a computer. Now, some are, you know, it very well could be they're Satan, they're Lucifer. Because they are Satanists and they are Luciferians. So I will never know. I'm going to die not knowing, and I'm quite frankly do not care. But I can tell you that if you were to read the Protocol of Sion, Gog of Satan, which is them, along with, you know, they had planned this 40, 50 years ago, New World Order and Quiet Weapons for Silent War. They hate Christians. They hated Americans. They hated even Jews. They even hate atheists. If you're an American, they hate you. They felt like they lost that war. So they came back. They fled up there down to Antarctica. And that's when they showed what they had. You know, now, did they get it from aliens. I don't know. That's what they say. They said they had alien grays and everything else there. Majestic 12, although some of the papers have been found to be false. I have just found on my end that it's all holograms. And there's not that many of them. They really trick the American people because they're doing this underground, remotely, and they have to control people, regular people, to do their dirty work. This Nazi setup of drones that are hovering around my home and anywhere I go is all the thing will make its own noise to generate enough energy to attack you. And I can tell tonight this thing is in hate mode. I'm not sure. I'm going to check into it later, but it appears they have cranked up their CERN, and CERN is the backbone behind this. So again, I am a targeted individual. I'm being targeted to death. They are going after whistleblowers and anybody that even tries to consider even suing them. They set my oven on fire and the door wouldn't open. They sent a guy to my house who was pure hate, and they refused to even fix it, and they got away with it. The county, I had the fire department behind me and everybody behind me, and still they refused. So, you know, this is how evil this is. I had 99%. It was their fault they killed my husband. Guess what? They got away with it. They got away with it, and they got away with putting me on this. So during World War II, they say Truman went along with this, and that's where they put how they started the CIA, which came from the Nazi SS, and also the NSA, and they made that so that nobody, not a senator, nobody, could ever investigate them. Nobody can investigate the NSA. They are, what I understand, a worldwide murder corporation. There isn't a whole lot for me more to say. I opened this room assuming others would help, and it just seems like I'm not getting anywhere. I'm being attacked really bad, and I don't think I can do this much longer, and I'm paying for this. So again, I started this room a while back, and I stopped 3 weeks ago when nobody was calling in. And if you want to email me and say, oh, please keep it up, please don't, unless you're willing to call in and do your part too, don't bother. I'm not interested, you understand? Unless you are willing to call in and put yourself on the line as well, do not bother me. I'm tired of Americans. They got the Nazi pigs got away with this because Americans chose to do and say nothing. Now they're all being controlled like wild animals. They've all been pegged like wild animals. Now had Americans stood up and done something when they killed Kennedy, who knows where we'd be? I'm just saying. Had they done that? Of course, they thought that their senators and governor, you know, they thought that their government was going to find recourse on that. Instead, all they got was down their throat on how his sexcapades. I never seen a president's secret things that he did so public. So they came back and showed how the Bushes are, but nobody cared. They still voted for him. I'm just glad I didn't. I'll say that. I'm glad I didn't. Then again, I voted for Obama the first time around, and I was sorry I did. I stopped voting at that point. Of course, by then, I got psychotronics and drones attacking me. Now, UAVs are up there, and they're hovering around us. They're also considered drones now. Then you got UASs, that's satellites, unmanned, and some are manned. I will never know if somebody just manned that and were hitting a button to stab me to near death. I've got what seems like almost the size of a railroad track nail going through my right foot when I drive. When I was in Florida, they came after me and I could see them. They are, I would say that I knew they were Nazis. I don't know how I knew. It was the look, this, let me tell you, they love to kill. They're a death cult. If you look into the Vrills, they are a death cult. They love it. They're Satanists. They're sick. They even have a Society of Jesus. They are really sick. The Vril, V-R-I-L, Society. They have some kind of, and this is your CIA and NSA. They have a human map terraining going on around the world where they're torturing for big money. You can go on my website and look on the left-hand sidebar, and you will see the articles midway down. There's a code number in here. You can look up that code number, and you will find how many are participating in torturing us to death. It's over 55,000 plus, easy. I can't remember all of them. So that's about it. We have a synthetic biowarfare that's been sprayed down on us for years. Nobody sees it. Nobody. The only thing I can figure is they are all massively mind-controlled. And this is from allowing the CIA to remain in business all these years. They were never there for this country. They were here to use you like a pig, a guinea pig. They have no respect for life whatsoever, unless they're on their dying bed, and then they don't even care about each other. That's the only time you'll hear something out of them, is when they're on their deathbed. And you might as well say the NSA and CIA are one and the same. You might as well say that. Now, Truman put them in place. Truman was also, Truman, all of them, they were all Freemasons. So we got secret societies. They'll go to their death. They'll kill before they will speak. You got them in DARPA. And DARPA in my labs, they're just running it like you'd think they were aliens. That's how highly advanced they are. They are highly advanced in the secret space program. Then you've got, my God, there's so many people that have been granted small drones, corporations. If you run a search on it, it's overwhelming. It's literally overwhelming. The FAA released a list of drone certificates, and they're leaving many questions unanswered. This is at EFF.org. They're at a loss at why so many would want to be certified with this. In every state known to man, and of course, one of the big ones is DARPA. And then they're showing, of course, all the branches of the military, and they're showing universities, which I understand are involved. Cornell, Colorado, Georgia Tech, Eastern Gateway Community College, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And then there's another list where it's Raytheon, Honeywell, T-Hawk Drones, General Atomics, and they're the manufacturer of the Predator drone. And then you got them where they're registered just under N numbers. And then there's a COA list. And there's a whole long list for private entities, and I'm not even going to bother to look. That's where we're at. Medical, surveillance, you name it. Good luck. They're flying so many drones over U.S. skies, it's unreal. The State Department's involved. All of D.C.'s involved. They're Nazis. If you go to hoaxofthecentury.com, you're going to, and there, I keep giving this out, well, I'll get there. You know, that's just how it goes. Nobody's paying any attention. They'd rather, you know, everybody's just talking on and on and on. Nobody wants to talk about the main elephant in the room, and that's the Nazi pigs. Barbara Bush and her father were Nazis, and her father was a Satanist. And the Dulleses were Nazis. John Dulles. These people were in charge of U.S. intel forces. None of them were naturally born. All of them were the worst kind of spies ever. They wrecked America in half. The German corporations and the German government were the ones that benefited all this time. And here we are at end times, and I feel glad that I know the truth. All these corporations like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, IBM, and all that, and what it turned into, guess where they all come from? They're all Nazi Germany. All, I don't even have to Google it anymore. I've done doing that. And Mengel, they brought him over here. There are one of Hitler's bodyguards was mad. He was 92, and he was robbed as well. Well, they rob each other blind. They steal each other's women and rob each other blind, just like they did to me and many others. He left photos and documents behind that showed that the Bushes were sheriffs, S-C-H-E-R-F, and showed that Mengele and Bormann, number two to Hitler, and Galen and all the others associated in the 30s, were Nazis, and they were, guess where they were, in the White House. And nobody said a word. Nobody. So that's where we're at in this world. Nazi Germany and all your corporations, and they have over the 50, 60 years between them and their children and grandchildren, they have infiltrated every level of society. But let me tell you, I guarantee the one that are anyone are all in the dumbs underground, or they are in the highly sophisticated secret space program. We would think they were UFOs. And I guarantee they're not on this earth. There's, and I've even seen the big, I don't know what to call them, airships. They're huge. Guess who paid for them? We did. We financed Germany. My uncles just rolled over because they were in the war and they hated Nazi Germany, like most Americans did back then. We thought we won. We were lied to. So that's what happened. And this is why they fired all the good cops in various towns all over America. I remember good cops came to me and told me. They said they were all fired in one failed swoop. And they were replaced with paramilitarized cops who could do to their civilians what they were, what the others couldn't do. And that was to use these lethal weapons on them and put them on this secret space program. Now, who were they? Well, they had to have been Nazis. They had to be Nazis to do this. I don't know. It must be their grandchildren. And they had them underground to train them. I know they were coming from underground to charge after me as early as 2006. That was up in Maryland. They even have a dome protection over them in case there's an EMP. They're well protected. You can count on that. They are well protected. Now, they claim some of the gang stalkers are coming from underground, and they're synthetically microchipped, and some of them are being born and raised down there, secret, what's it called, super soldiers. And I believe that. I think I've had some on me. There's something about them. They do not look human. They look human, but there's just something about them that you can't pin. You can't pin it. They're just not human. Now, this artificial intelligence system that's running all this, that does make itself aware to some of us, I believe is trying very hard to be like Satan. And they are Satanists. So that might be what we have on us, although I don't find anything intelligent about it other than this thing has grown an awareness on how to be a predator, slow kill, murderer. And that's what your sophisticated Nazi technology has been done to allow to do killings over the U.S. You can see this at alternet.org. And many other places, ex-politica.com, Scientific America, where they're allowing drones to fly over U.S. soil. like my relative, they think it's nothing. It's just some innocent people with this. Now, you better think more than that. The military contractors have privatized these Predator drones. This is under the Huffington Post. Predator military contractors privatizing the drones. This article is from a blog by David Eisenberg, 2012. These are Terminators, unmanned aerial system drones, and they are heavily dependent on mere mortals. Yeah, before flesh to shoot at. The U.S. Air Force has them, DARPA. I understand that the U.S. Air Force no longer does it. It's all been handed over to DARPA. And we're talking about a country, Bush Sr. and them, one Cheney one up, who are predator murderers themselves. Seemingly half the government turned out to, it seems like they must have only allowed certain ones to become senators up there, because how else could they get away with all this? I'm sure some tried, but and in this article, it says that you got to pardon puns because they're deadly serious. Yeah, they sure are while they're shooting into me. So, you know, I don't believe this is so big. I don't believe we're going to find a way to stop this unless we get the rest of the Americans involved. And all the Americans are being passed them down. And they're being massively mind-controlled. You can't even get fellow TIs all the time to think on the same level, much less anything else. And sadly, we're about out of time. To be honest, there's a system right above us that's about ready to kill all of us. And they're not going to tell you. See, these Nazi pigs, they're so non-brave. They're so cowardly. They had built all these deep underground military bases and lied to the American people for decades and said it was to protect them from nuclear war. I'm still waiting for that nuclear bomb to drop. It was built so they could hide under there from Planet X system. And that's who's going to survive. These Nazi CIA, NSA, military, Nazi pigs, Satanists, Luciferians, and I understand everybody had to be microchipped before they went underground. There's one guy who used to target people. He fled for his life. Now he's full-fledged evangelical. I'm just saying, that's the truth. Even he fled. And he's being targeted. I know I've heard the motorcycles in the background, and he said he was being targeted. I feel sorry for him. I really do. Now, this thing will program you to, it wants you to pray to it like it's God. Don't do it. It also wants you to get into the Christ mode. I have elected not to anymore. You see, I know the Bible was created for control. It was to control the masses. I also know that human beings have been here in highly advanced civilized situations millions of years ago. There's a woman over at YouTube. She's about out of her mind. She can't figure out why nobody pays attention to her. She's got some excellent work she's done since she was young, filming the areas that they don't want you to know about. I'm going to give you her name right now. You'll have to bear with me. My system is very slow because everything in my house is used electronically on me. If I pull out a small plug, it's as if the whole house is just yanking electronically. Her name, go by New, you know, she goes under New, N-E-W, Earth. And just watch some of her videos. She's got plenty of them. There are civilizations that were built and had the picture of Christ paintings up on the interior walls that were actually underground, underwater a long time ago, And these things were millions of years old. One is Cappadocia underground cities. And she's, she's sarcastically says, what was this built by monkeys? Of course not. She knows it's not. And she's about fed up that nobody will pay attention to her. Alexandra Kopitin's article in Iraq Cities of Turkey. It's amazing. So you see, we've been here a long, long time. I will not take the word of the Bible literally anymore. So I'm saying that aloud because they are sending signals to our heads, telling us what to think, what to leave, what to do. And I know a TI who held a, told me to step outside a few years ago with a digital recorder. And it picked up my grandmother's name. So they involved my grandmother in this. Yeah, we're not looking for any sympathy here because let me tell you, this is a death, Satanist Lucifer society. They don't care. What I see them doing to people and Americans is it makes me sick to think they might survive, and we won't. They're burning constantly straight into my feet and legs, constantly into every part of my body. And I mean burning. I'm in a thin mobile home now, and everything that they're spraying and shooting is getting straight through. My last house, they couldn't do it. You know, I had a nice metal roof. I went broke having it on Sear 1900 put up there and insulated. I got here, and it has been worse than ever. Worse. They used anti-God weapons on me and everything. It is pitiful. It is despicable. My last dog and me were swelled up beyond belief. I am three times my body weight now. And I can watch and see the frequencies being used to swell my body up beyond belief. And this started on me down in Florida. Now, this has been going on 18 years. I watched the Jade Helm take over doctors at Shock Trauma. They loved it. They took these people over, and they loved that my husband was blown in half. They loved it. I'm going to say that this is Archons, and this thing is an AI known as a Demurge. They wrote about this centuries ago. Millenniums ago, the Gnostics, of course, they were all killed. They put it in the Nag Hammadi jar, and we'll never know what happened prior. There is people out here with seemingly good information on Lemurians, and they say that they went after them too. And that was the Atlanteans. Eventually, there was an earth cataclysm, and everybody went, were warned, went underground. And the Lemurians, they say, were spiritual. And that's what this is. This is to kill your spirituality. They came at me so hard, but I had one of the number one law firms in the country out of Washington, D.C., hired to destroy me. I heard it. I seen it. They were sitting at a conference table way up high in their skyscraper that they owned. It didn't impress me. I was mad as hell. The offer they had, I told them, not in this lifetime. My own lawyer was bought out, and my own lawyer turned demonic on me. So they used this technology on my lawyer. To get a gist of how they're doing it, go to dataasylum.com, and you'll see chemtrails and gang stalking, and that's what's going on. So again, the U.S. was not what we thought. We had the right idea. We didn't know. We were lied to by the CIA and the NSA that were supposedly behind the scenes protecting this country. The reality was they were underground in the dumps, and they were stealing us blind using those underground facilities. I've heard whistleblowers say this. They started stealing millions of American tax dollars, then billions, and then trillions. And now, who knows? I've had military members, black and white, come after me, male and female, from Maryland Fort as the Aberdeen Proving Ground. And they were coming after me with these lights in the sky. I was chased everywhere. Some of them were young, mostly young. They seem young. And then by the time I got to another state, in a subdivision, they were zooming in and out of my driveway. And nobody said a thing. Half the place was involved. When I went near them, they'd take off running, but there was something about them. They were not completely human inside of them. If I compare them as compared to typical stranger neighbors who are being controlled, there was a difference. The ones that chase you off these bases, I don't think they're really human. I think what these whistleblower kids, super soldiers, are saying, I think they are synthetic clones. And I think they've been doing it down below for a long, long time. You might benefit from listening to some of them. I think I might spend the night doing the same. We're on borrowed time. Well, I'll be glad when all this is over, quite frankly. But I'm really mad that they used my grandmother's name. They blew my husband in half and didn't give a damn. And then came after me. And again, I'm trying to show you the kind of hate we're up against. I'm being burned in the left eye. It's no big deal. I've been getting burned like that since Florida. The NSA came after me down there. And yes, every state have had cops. But they had black uniforms on. They were not dressed the same as the regular cops. They also had military light brown. They were not the same. And they were definitely in AI and trained. And I'm not the first to say that. They were all controlled. And I have to say that this world, I'm not saying everything in that Bible is a lie. It's a lot of helpful stuff in there, and there is. And they do let us know that this world is run by Satan. Well, I can see now that it is. I didn't think so before, but now it is. So they turned their AI on when they feel they need it. I understand, again, everyone that went underground had to take a chip. I wonder how many of them under there are getting treated like this and don't know what to do. I overheard someone on YouTube say that they are. I feel sorry for them. Boy, I bet they're sorry now. So imagine being underground with all this. You couldn't pay me to be under there. And yes, the Navy's involved. You know, all of them, NORAD, NORTHCOM, NASA, all of them are Nazi run, pure Nazi. And I, as an American, I want the world to know that I'm against all this. I'm not a Nazi. If I'd have known, I'd have stood up and done something a long time ago. But I didn't know either. And again, had I known,